is now.
Capital 263.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
You can meet dancing. No, I was about to say something about that dance, right? Like, this is the dance that, okay.
This is like a white girl dance.
No.
Actually, it is a white girl.
It is a white girl dance.
Yes.
But
I just swagged it up.
Okay. No, for me, it's like, this is the dance of people who are not seeing. Like, you're happy.
I am happy. I'm a happiness chaser.
That is dope, man. Welcome to 99 The Other Guys and Figuring Out Life in 30 or so minutes. Actually, it's going to be like 45 maybe. And I'm so happy that you guys are actually listening today. We've got, obviously, Miriam. How you doing?
What up? How you doing?
Yasha left us, but she replaced us. So she replaced herself with another special dude. Do you know some people say brother from another mother type thing? I never really have said it before. But you are like a brother from another
mother. I always thought Ash's your brother from another mother.
Both of you are my
clearly
brothers.
He's got a lot of brothers from another mother. Like Musa and Archie and Jerry.
Guys, I counted and I've got like 11 best friends, right?
11?
Yeah, like 11 of my closest friends. Like 11 of some, like the closest friends I have. Mm-hmm. Archie and Jerry are actually part of that squad.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so when you get married and you're like, okay, I need a best man for my wedding, who is it going to be?
It's probably...
The agreement is me and Archie don't do steps and we do the after party. So you can take...
I'm going to force
you. You can take the rest of the
guys. Okay, you can't do that, guys.
Why?
What on boy to a best man? What on bonzi? Be part of the bridal team.
Munaruku zeugo that you have a best man.
DNA 11.
That's already more than... Okay, how many, like... Grooms people do you want to have?
Dog, I want to have a dope wedding. That's all I know.
So you're going to have like 20 people, 20 kids at your wedding.
I want to have a dope wedding. That's all I know.
It's not your day's flagship's day.
You know
exactly. So like, if she says she wants two,
it is what it is, man. But it's dope. Today, we had... Hey, I'm talking fast. I'm talking like a radio presenter. Thanks, guys, for coming through. Oh, Jerry, did we finish greeting you?
No.
How you doing?
But anyway, in the famous words of my housemate, it's been long since you guys have had a very good show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but anyway.
But anyway, I've been good.
You've been nice?
I've missed you guys.
I think the last time I saw Jerry was like last year in November or even before that, when Amari was still a baby.
She is kind of a baby.
Yeah, but like, she's like baby.
But your Twitter profile is better than mine. Like,
she's Amari is Brian Willis from Keep It Real Friday's baby.
She's the cutest baby I've seen. Oh my gosh.
I think every baby is cute like at some point. Like they get like super cute. Like
actually because... not really. Yesterday I was with my best friend in town and then I saw this baby. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's such a cute baby. Oh, and then she's like, okay, it's a cute baby. It's not like a cute baby the way you're squealing.
Actually, has got a joke. And it's like, you see, there are two different types of babies. There's babies even when you see, like, oh, like, oh. And the baby when you see, like, go like, hey, listen. So when you see,
it won't be playing. It won't be playing. It won't be like, oh.
That's kid. But anyway, let's get into the show. And this is not about a week ago, but it might be about a week ago.
It was about a week ago.
So we're going to put that about a week ago drop here?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's go. About a week ago. All right. So, about a week ago. Lots of people, I don't even know how to get into this one. So a week now. All right. He posts out paternity test results that he is the father of his newborn child. Right now, a lot of people gave him flack because they're like, that's very disrespectful to your wife, because you're kind of implying that there was a certain chance that your wife was getting banged by another dude to get this child to a point where you have to take paternity tests and show the world. Now, that's not the only thing that bothers me about this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that really pisses me off about the story is people on social media are the ones who pushed this guy to do it, because when he showed the baby, they're like, this kid ain't even yours.
But there's one question that some guy asked randomly. And since when has Wicknow ever cared about what we think?
Right?
Like, why
regardless,
now?
Regardless, he just puts out things like, why now? He doesn't care.
So you think that he
was not a bit insecure.
But then what type of message is he telling to your woman? Especially because... everything that's gonna if Listen, if people are going to say, Sir Wickman, you've got a small penis, is he going to send us a nude? Just to show us.
If
social media could allow him, he would.
He probably would.
Like, if Facebook didn't block him, if he did that.
You were with Miriam, you're a girl, right? If your guy took a paternity test, standard.
General, I mean, already
without
that's...
Without even... going and showing it on social media.
I mean, already it shows that there's a lack of trust, isn't it? You already think, this is our first child, by the way. We haven't been married. I mean, Wickno and his wife haven't been married for more than a year.
Yeah.
It's less than a year now. And already it's like, I do not trust you to the extent that I think that our firstborn child is not my child.
But to some extent, like, I wish I had the stats, but to some extent, the firstborns are not which geese. So
really?
I understand him taking a paternity test. I just don't understand him going public about it. Yeah, I bet most men are like, shit, we wish we could afford it and do it low-key.
Mm,
he just did what we wanted to do if we had kids.
I know a certain person, and I'll not tell you the profession because you might know it. But he was like, he has taken paternity tests for all his kids.
Each of his kids.
Because you can swipe them.
I just think what Wicknell did was the stupid bit was going public and letting his wife know. I'll just take my kid, go low key underground, take the test.
Already now that she knows, like, this dude just like the pain, ahead.
And the painful part is most first, well, not we can't say most. Like I said, I don't have the stats, but there are a whole lot of stories, especially from where we come from, about firstborns not actually being.
But here's my thing: child. Do you also think it's got something to do with the fact that when he got married to her, he put her up as this pedestal trophy babe who's well educated and she's gone to school and all these other joints? Do you think that might have had an impact? Would people were like, "Oh, do you know what? This chick of yours, who you propped up so much, that chick of yours has been smashing other dudes." Or do you think also there is no smoke without fire? I'm like, to the point where you question this babe that much. Do you like?
I just, this scenario, I just felt like Wicknell is just being Wicknell.
But is it worth it though?
I feel like he's just trampling on like the people who actually would like to believe that the wife actually really does care about him deeply. And already he's sort of just trampling on her feelings, probably one of the very, very few people who actually really, really genuinely care about him.
Yeah.
And he's ruining it for himself. So like Jerry had said, if he was going to take the paternity test, he should have just done it secretly or na ega in the little closet and be like, I'm the daddy. And then, that's it.
How insecure can you be to a point that even when you've seen that you're the dad, you still want to show everyone else that you're the dad?
Like, I'm the dad.
Like I said, who's the daddy? Was just being Wicknell.
I'm the daddy.
All right. I think that's it. Just if you're going to do a paternity test, keep it a secret.
You don't know won't kill you.
I think what most women always say, certain things are better kept
undercovers. And also like
girls
just
don't trust you your phones.
And also just that level of trust. I think people have just lost trust.
But then again, someone was like, so many dudes are keeping kids that are not there. So
I also remember this Watora Mari guy also having to do a paternity test just to prove to people.
I mean, even to answer this,
like, this is not the first case.
But already
case,
it so. Reflects really badly on yourself in the first place. We will walk with you to a paternity test. That means you're not doing things right, isn't it?
Imagine when the kids find out what he did. He didn't trust mama to a point where he took
that's what I'm saying. It means there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you, Iwewe. Why are you so insecure to the extent that you're taking paternity test? That means you're not doing things right.
But then again, no one just takes us
Jokuzoti, you're thinking that they're getting good somewhere else, isn't it?
It's not about getting good pongo fire, but
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It reflects badly on you.
I hope.
But at the end of the day, I just felt like these are trust issues. These are just trust issues. What it just shows us how our society is at the point our society is at right now. Mm. We just don't trust each other.
Yeah.
And wow, it's not just in marriage, maybe in business and a whole lot of things. It's this for me was just we've got trust issues as a nation.
Imagine if he had found out that he wasn't the dad.
He wouldn't have posted them.
You sure? With the way he would have posted it, are you sure? With the way he would like shaming people, would you think you would keep the kid? Or if you found out, right, that you are not the father of the child that you're
chickens. When I go low key,
would you tell her? Would you keep the baby? How would you even introduce the topic? Would she even have an argument against you? Also, you didn't even trust me in the first place. What's the bigger argument now?
She's entitled to that argument, but you see, mine would be bigger than hers. But it's hard for me to say things right now because maybe I'm not in the space. Mm. I would use a whole lot of assumptions. I think anger makes people do a whole lot of things. I might kill her.
Or social media.
Social media. All
right, cool. Still sticking to social media. This is another couple which is pretty crazy. Triton and Olinda. Triton posted out, I've got a date with Tara Chikocho this March in Australia. Shh, it's a secret. Don't tell anyone. You'll get me into big trouble with Olinda Chapel. You mentioned her. Then Olinda goes, so it seems Titan's Coco is cheating on me. Ah, yes. And I defended you.
Why does it sound so similar to when she was having that spat with Stana last year? It's almost as if the very same words that she's saying to Titan right now, she like copied and pasted and put them to Titan.
Now, the thing is that this apparently he then said, no, it was just a publicity stunt. We just wanted to get people talking.
You know what? Those guys are now negotiating.
Now I was thinking, isn't this a little bit tacky, guys?
Ugh.
Like, come on, like, chill, guys.
In my mind, I always come back to the Nkosana Moyo court. You get the government you deserve.
So we're getting the title you deserve.
I'm just thinking, Olinda always gets the government she deserves. So in me, I'm like, you know what? I'm just tired.
I thought it was tacky.
It really was. Like, it was just below them. Like, they should just leave it alone now. We're tired. We've got better things to think about and to talk about.
It's actually election season. We'd rather talk about elections than
real stuff.
Right?
The president scoff, right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, okay, here's the thing. I actually want to have the girl who made the scuff on the show, like maybe next week. I want to have give a phone call, right?
Yeah.
So, even this pissed me off. And this is sort of hashtag ZN.com, Z, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want... No, we don't have to. Okay. But this is hashtag ZN.com. Mm. So... So the president, Edim Nangaga, I didn't say vice president this time. The president went to Davos last week, right? This Saturday. And he was wearing a scarf, which I think it was the first time we all saw that scarf.
Yeah.
I like the scarf. But some social justice know it all said Mnangagwa's scarf at WEF 18 did not follow the sequence of our flags, colors, and ended up looking nothing like the Zimbabwe flag. It tried to represent the correct sequence, and then it shows the correct sequence.
Yeah, I think
and
I saw
people
it.
Like, dog, really?
We're gonna argue over a scarf? Like, that's all you took from Davos.
Of all
the
things, a scarf.
That's what I'm saying.
And I actually kind of like this scarf. I don't know what you think of this scarf.
A scarf is a scarf.
For me, I was happy it was promoting the national colors. Yeah. Like,
because technically, all the national colors were actually there.
Bruh, I just liked how different the design was. So, you know.
We've never actually seen a similar scarf, so we can't compare.
How do we get these people that move a conversation from the real things?
Like, couldn't we have talked about Kukura
only? Couldn't we have even talked about what they discussed at the WEF?
Thank you.
Those are pertinent issues.
And the side meetings he had with the IMF guys,
right?
And the World Bank guys, someone deserves to talk about the scarf.
Well, guys, when did he say the statement about Victoria Falls? I found that really hilarious. Where he said, apparently he said, I think someone had asked him, I don't know where the quote, I'm just seeing the quote.
Yeah.
Where it was like, who owns, you know how Zambians own Victoria Falls?
Yeah.
Right? Then he's like, listen, it's simple. If you want to watch Victoria Falls from the front side, you come to Zim. If you want to watch it from the back, right, go to Zim.
Whoa. Yo.
So it's like, listen, the conversation's over.
Yo.
Because from the Zim side, that's when you actually get
see
to see
everything,
from
yeah.
the whole falls. From the other side, you're just seeing water going down like a ravine or something.
Yeah, that's just it.
That's pretty crazy. Mm. Do you want to talk about the cult to Kukraundi? Not today.
I think Gukura Hundi needs like an entire entire own podcast because there's so much
it's very podcasts. Sensitive
it is.
But I just think people are allowed to apologize. A whole lot of people have apologized about the things they did in the past. So if you felt like you needed to apologize, it was a good thing.
Just to give you some context, Twitter user Matigari, who was thought to be Mother O'Donovan, said, like, listen, you guys want to talk Gukura Hundi, Coltart, you want to be so high and mighty about it. But he started dropping the info about how Coltart's involvement in the BSAP, which is the British South African Police, which was the Rhodesian Police, which did a lot of atrocious things to black people as well.
Yeah.
So he was like, you know what? Here's my apology. I'm thinking, Is an apology what we're supposed to be looking for more than truth and reconciliation, or we do not want to talk about that?
I think it's a part of it.
It's a step.
If you take if you take it out of the equation, then that means nothing has been done. But if we start by acknowledging the things or acknowledging the fact that we were part of a repressive system and then apologizing for it, it's a start in the right direction instead of completely just ignoring it.
Our president did say at Davos that he will be available to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. It's called the National Conciliation.
Is it Truth and Reconciliation?
Mpoko at one point had the portfolio to do that.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't.
Most people are not responding.
And then I saw some of the stories are very horrific. But anyway, if you don't know about Gukurundi, school yourself on it before you make an opinion on it. It's a very difficult issue to talk about. But anyway, let's jump into a feeling station, right?
Yep.
We're going to go into a feeling station. Before we go into the the episode thing, it is really chilled. I like it.
It is chilled.
All right, let's go. Actually, before we get into the feeling station.
Okay.
All right. City Council. So there was a tweet by, there was an advert in the newspaper which said, do not be afraid to pay your municipal bills. It's got a plus one woman being carried by.
Plus size
woman being carried on a bag, like being piggyback carried by a dude who is visibly under a lot of duress, right? And the caption is, do not be a free rider, pay your municipal bills. This advert was tacky.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, tell me why it was tacky, though. Because, I don't know, is it just because it looked bad?
I think even the quality, we all got the message. I think even the quality of the ad, it could have been executed a lot better using the same concept.
So you would have put a what? What would you do?
Because Ijo Jika is actually generating a lot of talkability, which is what good adverts do.
Exactly.
Regardless of whether it's good, regardless of whether it's good or bad. Yeah, good or bad publicity is still publicity, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So because I feel like the actual aesthetics of it are not so good, but the talkability.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Now, it got a lot of attention, and then someone was like, this is a lot of sexism. It's an activist. Woman activist for women. This is so sexist. Harare women they work so hard to do all the stuff that they do. For you guys to say that their freeloaders is such a bad thing.
Did she limit it to Harare women?
Do you know what?
She said women in general because this was city of Harare.
Do you guys remember when we were growing up, there used to be Aesop's fable about the guy and the son and the donkey, and they're all walking down the road, and then they're like, how can you be walking when you've got a donkey? Put the son on the donkey, and then they put the son on the donkey, and then they walk to another town, and they're like, you know, the son is so lazy, the old man is like suffering, why doesn't the man go on the donkey? Man goes on the donkey, the sun comes down, the old man, now go they made a donkey. Like, people will always have a problem with whatever people are doing. Even if he was carrying a heavy man, they would be like, my way. You know, it's just
I feel like people are just being overly sensitive on social media.
Exactly.
Like,
I really hate Twitter because of that. And let me tell you what she said. So she goes and throws, and then this guy goes like, listen, please don't criticize everything because you belong to a pressure group. What's wrong with that advert? The symbolic meaning is there that cancel Ukuremera. If you don't pay your dues, if you don't pay your Jews not the way it's not about paying your Jews, not the way you're interpreting it.
Yeah.
We know you love women, but stop. And this is what she says. She goes like, and if I put Twitter, you're clueless. This is a response of a person who's supposed to be woke. You're telling someone to Ukumombe. And I was like, if we're gonna be as petty as you were, so this is like a very big part of our population. If I'm going to be all social justice warrior about words, and then the guy goes like, Kumombe nduko kwandiri, like Kumombe is where I am.
Yeah.
Asije kutsvaga mari dzemadona nenzira isiri yotaramba. Because he's saying, yeah, I was just looking for donor funding.
Does donor funding come with you being angry on social media?
I think if anger is what is the only definition of feminism that is being seen out there, then when the donor funder comes, it's like, well, we see your presence.
Do you know what? I have a problem with that comment or tweet or whatever, in the sense that normally when people are standing up for something, they then don't take the initiative to educate the people who are. They take a more offensive and a more clap back approach.
Yes.
Like, you're saying woman, da 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 da, and then you clap back and you then sort of do the exact same thing that you think the person has said to you back to them, which pretty much defeats the whole purpose. Educate them.
We're
if you're saying
we're not responding.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Educate them. Don't just clap back.
An eye for an eye.
Ah, nah, yeah, woman. Like, and then what does that gain? Like what how does it benefit you or I?
Apache went on and goes like, that's how shallow you are. Like dog. Like, and then the question was, if it was a plus size man on the back of the woman, was it going to be okay? Because that's pretty much what you're saying.
Right? No matter what, even if it's a plus size man, there'll still be an issue with that. Even if it was...
If it was kids, would be complaining child abuse.
Exactly. There's always something.
If it's a black and a white guy, it's now racism.
It's now racism. If it's a white guy carrying a black guy, well, you know, it's another issue. It's a can of worms. Whatever you do is always going to get a reaction. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But you know what? It does not change the color of tea in China.
I hate social justice warriors. That's, some people are way too woke. They need to go to sleep. let's go to feeling, like proper feeling station now. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Really, really though. Really, really, really though. Okay, so this week's feeling station, was brought to you by Curate Zim Godfrey, and he was saying, date someone that you're happy sitting in silence with, someone that you're excited to see even if there isn't any alcohol or sex or meals involved, someone that makes you feel special without any extras, because life does get boring some days, good relationships too. Then there's this guy called Mike, and he's like, hey, you are single and like giving advice to married folk. Hey, Bagit. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Does that mean that single people are not entitled to give, okay, opinions? Yeah. They're not entitled to give relationship advice to people who are in relationships, or in this guy's argument, you know, to married people.
I was once at Delta, and there's a lady who I was working with, and there's another graduate intern, another industrial intern I was with, and she was a virgin. And she was giving sex advice to this older girl. And the girl was like, I'm not going to get sex advice from a virgin, because what do you know about sex?
But I think, Unai, the example of sex is completely different, because obviously you're not, if someone hasn't had sex, they don't know what sex is, right? But if someone is in a relationship, they are sort of part of a greater relationship that, let's say, Jerry's in. For example, okay, you've been in a relationship, even if you're single, you've been in a relationship before. You have friends who are in relationships. You have cousins who are married. You've been living in a house where...
Or you've seen parents.
Yeah, parents. Your parents are married, right? And you've lived in a house where you've seen married people interact. So what then minimizes you to not be able to express and say, you know what, I think for this... This.
I think the guy was just trying to blast him. I think it was really unfair, because that only kind of means that I'm saying experience is the only thing.
Teacher
that is there. And I might have watched Jiri go through relationships, extrapolated from the conversations we've had, and dished out that advice to someone else, even though myself I've not been in a relationship.
Exactly.
Because I'm thinking about, like, also, are you telling me that the Pope can never give advice on marriage?
Because he's never been married.
I'll try to give you a small story. My mom once had this friend. She was saying, vaiti vamwe vakafirwa zvobva zvanzi asikana zvinoitika kutokera kwamwari kuitika zvinoitika vachicomfort vachiita za. So she loved this one son, was a doctor. Loved him to bits. He died. And people came and they gave the same advice. Kutonga kwamwari zvino. Sometimes maybe it's not a case of single people can't give advice. But maybe sometimes you don't understand, because I'll start to feel. Maybe to some extent, I'm not saying it's it doesn't mean we are not supposed to give advice.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, by the magnitude,
that you don't understand.
You just don't understand.
I just kind of feel like the way he blasted that person was wrong.
It really
but
was.
In this case, it was wrong. This was just an angry person on social media.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's wrong with it? Especially if the advice is lit. I think most times. Yeah. But then again, you see, that type of advice that the person gave was also very, oh, come on. That stuff, it happens, but come on.
Do you know what? Like I was saying earlier on, I was saying that relationship advice coming from a single person is the most unbiased and the most objective advice you'll get, because they're not taking it from their perspective and in the situation that they're in.
But But the problem is that because it's unbiased, it might not have the certain filter that might be needed for a person to actually then enact that. I remember once taking relationship advice from a single person. Mm. I took it word for word and I went and did it.
Okay, you take it with a pinch of salt. But with any advice you take with a pinch of salt,
I didn't, because I was just taking it, right? And I realized, damn, I kind of lost myself in that person's interpretation of what I was supposed to do about it, right? Actually, some people say that when you're in a relationship, don't take advice from anyone, because this is an enemy.
That's true. That's true. But even if you do get advice, you always take it with a pinch of salt.
You should again finish.
Yeah, no, I was done.
I'm of the notion that people relate more to people who've gone through what.
Who in the same situation.
Who in the same situation. They don't relate to people who are not. It's hard for a rich kid to tell a broke kid who comes from a broken family certain things. They might make sense. You might have seen it from family, but a person can never relate to certain things. So sometimes maybe the best way is to, you know how people end up on social media putting certain quotes that Albert Einstein said these words, mm-hmm. just to make people feel like, well, if Einstein said it,
Then it's believable.
But then sometimes
I guess that's where empathy comes in, where you're not in the person's shoes, but you put yourself in that person's shoes, and you then talk to them from the same level that they're on.
Now, that's not the only thing that puts you in the feels about the curator. What else puts you in the feels?
I can't find the tweet right now.
Spider-Man.
But I kind of feel like...
No, go. But isn't it a case of, especially, imagine Urim Skana, Munagatanga who dated 19, decides Uramba 27.
No. Here's what I think about it.
Even if
I think that panenge patwene ma issues kudara, and then either the person, the guy, will be too blind to see them, or will decide to just ignore them and think everything's fine and dandy. Because when I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to break up with this dude. It's a culmination of events. And they're now like, okay, you know what? I'm done.
But do you know when I know that I'm going to fire sometimes?
But you won't know which you're going to fire for me.
No, I'm saying,
here's the thing. I always kind of feel like when I know that I'm going to, you should, when you're going to break up with someone, I know it seems very like, come on, it will never work. But if you're ever going to break up with someone, both of y'all should break up. Like, those are the people who are going to be bitter exes. And I always say, there's nothing like a bitter ex. There's a person who wasn't told, who didn't get closure over, like, you know, the thing. And you need to give me a real reason why you're dumping me. And here's the thing. I also kind of feel like people who break up with you or don't want to break up with you because they don't want to be the ones at fault. And they leave you hanging. So they don't give you a good reason. So you're going to break up with me just
They still want to keep you there, but then they also just really don't care about you.
My ego is too big to...
Okay. Did anyone ever refuse for you to break up with them?
I've seen a situation in front of Angwa Karamba Moon, but Munagashka Papuente Umbata trousers, but Jaunga, Jaundrambi. And she came home for days, called me, called my other younger brother, Achiramba Uram, Agatajid, Mandira Ndo
Quit. Don't just get dumped, bruh. Like, why are you dumping me? Chokuna Birachi. And I remember it wasn't even a fling, bruh. I just led someone on by mistake. And they're like, I need to know why. Why you are but, just but leaving on me? I wasn't even in a relationship with you.
I think sometimes I might need help psychologically. It's a case of the place you're taking me psychologically, emotionally, and so kuramba kurambwa, it's I wish you knew. Do you know how when we were young, when I'm scanning target, arguya kumbana one mangwana. From this day to tomorrow na one, my mind is cleared. any schedule, depends on it. Mm. And she decides to come see me at 5 o'clock.
I see, bro.
Now she's just messed up with my she's just done 2 days of me being unproductive. Yeah. And it was the reason why we got mad and they never understood was mentally I was prepared for you for 2 whole days. Mm. And you decide and so I feel like Kuramba Kurambo sometimes it's emotionally. Why?
I've invested so much.
I feel like Kurambo Kurambo, right? It's like when a guy and a girl are like making out, and the guy's kind of hoping that he just gets to have sex, and the girl goes like, oh, so I'm on my period. Like, no.
Get off it right now.
No. I've invested a little too much hopefully into this.
No, but like I said, no, it's a combination of things. And I think both parties have to be fully aware of if their issues, they have to be fully aware which part of my issues are kuitika panapa. And if there were things that they had to work on, then they've got the dude or the chick who's refusing kurambwa should have then picked those up and should be crisis managing and saying, okay, pani problem. Let's try work on it. I think it's only justified when you try to work on it and then it doesn't work. And then it's like, oh, damn, you know what? You know, we tried, but I was going to do that. But of which still, kungo jaiza na ikoko anyway. Because, you know what? Once it's over, once the other person says, and shau kudaka, you can't keep hanging on because at the end of the day, she's going to move on or he's going to move on. And then you're left there or they're going to stick around and then they're going to cheat on you. And then you're still going to be there and then you're going to get all bitter and all clingy
it's kind of disservice on yourself.
But Miri, it seems you're of the view that panuramba na vanhu, panongononge pane chirimaz. I'll give you a personal example. There was a time when ndaka tendoka, seriously tendoka. Ndakaramba mu not because things were not bad. It was what used to happen to me when I was around her. It was just that.
She was the test maker.
For me, Pese Pandai Moon.
She made it happen.
It wasn't her. It was me. I tried to explain this to her. You know what? Ansukurambira kuti. But she had things like, warambe roti tendoke tese. Waita things like that.
It was back in the day.
Like in using this scenario, it was a case of, she really couldn't understand what was going through. And I actually had given her a reason. So it's not always the case that Kuramba Kurambo, things have been going south all the time.
I just feel like at the end of it all, right? I don't even know where my train of thought was. On that whole issue, like I was about to get into the feels about. Mm. Like, why is it sometimes, especially when guys want to turn a new leaf, like when they want to like, listen, I know we used to have sex, but I don't want to have sex anymore with you. Mm. Girls really take it as if they're saying, I'm saying you're the devil woman, you've been sent by the devil. No, it's not that. It's a lifestyle change. I really do love you, but I just think that I'm not going to be able to have sex with you anymore. And she's like, what's
yeah, no, but he
that
like, time? But he completely broke up with her. It's not like he didn't want to have sex with her. Then they were still going out.
I knew
that whenever we were around each other,
this is how
it was going to happen.
What if you? Well, you should have given her a chance.
No, I was young. Bruh. I was young.
Well, you should have given her a chance. No, I feel like it was young, really unfair.
Like we ended up discussing. We discussed about it. We got back. We reevaluated, and I understood. I made a bad decision then.
So
then,
what,
but
okay,
at that moment in time, I'm saying, kuramba na kwedu was because of that.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean pesepo no tendo karamba moon. There are certain
people
things.
People are giving calls like, don't be unequally yoked, what. You're like, ish.
No, I just think it was a bad decision on my part.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
But it's
sometimes
another angle to why even wa chiramba
kuramba. But then sometimes, there's always a reason why, you know, people break up. And in most cases, I was using that example because in most cases, it's when things go awry, as Nyasha said, awry. I was going to say Ori. When things go awry, you know, so it's, yeah.
I also thought it was Ori,
hey? Like, in your case, yeah, it happens, but I think in most cases, it's a case where the relationship would have just been going downhill anyway.
Right. So now, trying to unfigure out this unlife thing. If a person does not want to be dumped, or does not want to break up with you, even though you want to break up with them, this is what you do, Jerry. This is what you do.
I just blocked on every social platform and avoided certain roads.
Okay.
Yeah. And whoever answered their call.
Did it work?
It worked.
Okay. After how long?
A month or so.
Yeah, but that's a girl with passion. No more drama. She goes like, nah, I'm still your girl.
I'm still your girl. Yeah, sure.
And
actually went and saw my mom. And they talked.
Wow.
But she never mentioned that we had broken up.
Oh.
Yeah. That was blackmail for me.
Yeah.
My mom is
because your
mom
is like, Nigeria. Well, obviously, like Jerry said, block. But then I know some people have psychopathic tendencies. So, I mean, you might even have to go to the extreme of getting a protection order.
Protection order. I don't know if those things work, bruh.
They actually work in divorce cases most of the time.
Really? Not harassment cases.
Harassment cases, yeah. But I've seen most of them in Zimbabwe after my divorce cases. Like my single, it's been minute.
I feel like a protection. Oh yeah. Anyway,
what is? It's over the top. Sure, if someone's stalking you and coming to your house all the time, bruh. That thing is necessary.
What do you do, guys, if you see one of the guys who's not really your guy, but is someone you know, starts following your girlfriend on Instagram? Like, you're not really cool like that. They've got no reason to, but they just...
To be following your girlfriend
on... Yeah, someone like they're following your girlfriend on Instagram. Like, not that you're being possessive or nothing, I'm just saying.
Is your girlfriend being followed by one of your guys, not really your guys? And maybe what if they know each other from way back? They know each other through you.
She knows that
the way you talk about it seems like this guy is a perv of some sort.
Yeah. Maybe. I see what kind of pictures
like,
are
like
they?
It seems like mentally you don't want him to imagine hair that way.
I don't know.
I see they're like risque pictures.
No.
She's the normalest Instagram.
Someone just put it on like, yo, do you see that guy? Okay, I see you, nigga.
I see they put like the little three flames like choo choo choo.
Hey, bruh.
I think you should just participate. Whenever he comments, you're just close by.
If
a person who you're not so friends with starts putting fire flame emojis on your girl's Instagram.
Then you just slip in and you also put a comment. They
like, hey, when?
Not even like, hey, when? You just be like, oh, looking good, babe. Yeah. Heart, heart.
Just before he does.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Nah, no, it was just a
thought. Or put little to my water emojis and...
No. She's not going to get any five flames from you.
Ah, that's a nice one.
What's simura water emoji?
All right, guys. It's banana and other guys. Gosh. We can keep up and get in touch with you, Jay.
It's Maroja Jay. I don't know social plus what.
And then yeah.
You can catch me on Facebook, Mirinya Kuzuka, Twitter. You can look for Happiness Chaser. Yeah. And my blog, mirinyakuzuka.wordpress.com. I've got a new blog post out and I'll have a new one up on the 1st of February.
Awesome. It's online on all social media platforms. Facebook, catch me in the Nook Nation. All right, guys. See ya.
Bye.
And now. Capital 263.